Okay, so how do we provide authentication? Well, there are a number of principles that can be used to verify the identity of the user, that is who he or she is, to verify the identity if the user is really who she or he claims to be. Now, there are two steps here. First of all, the first step is identification. That is, you provide the identity. And so when you study, for instance, our students or even employees, the first thing that you do is you go to the administrator, the system administrator. He or she will give you the username and the password that you are supposed to use when you are accessing the computers or servers of this department, or if it is a company. And then you are supposed to change this password to whatever password that is suitable, as we discussed how to create good passwords. Now, that is, so when he or she, that is the administrator, gives you the username, that is identification. You are registered that, okay, this is user Anna, this is user Karen, and so on. And then when the administrator gives you the password, that is, she or he is giving you the method of verifying the identity. That is, confirming that it is really you that is accessing this computer. Now, authentication can be based on a number of things. It could be something who you are. That is, what is your name? Your ID, that is. Or it could be the authentication or can be based on something what you have. That is, you have some kind of ID card, a token that, or a smart card, or a credit card is when you take money from the bankomat, from the ATMs. That is something that you have. You put this credit card and then you type your password. That is, without the credit card, you cannot draw money from there. So this is basing on what you have. And then authentication can base on what you know. There is a secret that you know. In this case, for instance, in the military, those who have been in the military, in some systems, when you are in the quarter guard or in the military campus called quarter guard, you are supposed to know the password or the secret name or the secret word for that day. For every day, you are given a secret word. Now, if the military police MP finds you on the quarter on the military campus, he or she can check whether you belong to the military, whether you are not a spy. So the first thing they'll ask you, okay, what is the name for today? What's the password? If you don't know the password, then you are in trouble. They'll take you to quarter guard, because then it means you are trespassing. So this is something what you know. And then it also can base on where you are, that is, on a terminal. That means if you are in a terminal that with an IP address that is recognized by the server, then you can be allowed to access resources on the server. But if you are on a terminal that is not recognized, that is, the IP address is not belonging to the company or the department, you'll be denied to access whatever you are supposed to access.